chapter 28. Who is that man after all? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. From close by, he looked ugly. Then Christian told Faithful who Talkative was. His name is Talkative, and he lives in our city. I am surprised you do not know who he is. Thus you can see that our city is bigger than you think. Yes, indeed. But who is his father, and where does he live? His father's name is Saywell, and he lives in Prading Row. Everybody calls him Talkative from Prading Row. He has a fine tongue and cannot be trusted. He seems to be a pleasant man. Yes, when you do not know him well, he seems to be a decent person. When he is not home, he pretends to be something. But when you come closer, you will notice how dangerous he is. Really? Yes, really. I must think of a painting I once saw. When I looked at it from a distance, it looked beautiful. But you should not look at it when you are standing near it. Are you serious? Or are you mocking? It looks like you are laughing. Christian shook his head. No, I do not want to mock with something that important. Maybe I am laughing a bit, but it is certainly true what I am saying. I must warn you against this man. This man can talk to everyone. Whether it be here on the way or in the bar, it does not make a difference to him. The more he drinks, the more he talks. Religion lies in his mouth and not in his heart. When he is home or when he talks to other people, nothing can be noticed of him serving God. Some nice talk, that is all his religion consists of. Oh, if that is the case, then he deceived me terribly. You can be sure of that. It is a man who talks about everything, but he does not do what he is saying. You too know that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power, do you not? Or not, Faithful? Faithful nodded and continued to listen. He talks about faith and so on, but he can only talk about it. I once was at his house, and then I could find out who he was. There is nothing to be found of the service of the Lord there. It is as with the white of an egg. There is no taste in it. At home he does not even pray, and I have never seen that he grieved about his sins. An animal is able to serve the Lord better than he does. That is how terrible it is with him. The common people mock him. That man is a saint when he is outside, but a devil when he is at home. It is his fault that many people do not believe in the service of God anymore. They see that he is not truthful, and for that reason, they do not want to have anything to do with the Lord either. Also, his poor wife and children know that his religion is not true. He is so mean and rude to them. He calls them names every day, and his servants are at a loss also. He gets mad at them, no matter what they do. Talkative walks over everybody. He tries to deceive everyone. He only thinks of himself. He does not care when others are short of means, as long as he has enough. The worst is that he teaches his children to do the very same. If one of the children would say, "But Dad, that is not allowed, is it?" he scolds them. They can never complete a chore to his satisfaction that is nice for him. And whatever they do, It is never good. I am sometimes afraid that he causes many people to stumble. Many people will perish because of him if God does not intervene. A sounding brass. It is very sad what you told me about Talkative. And still, I believe you, Christian, Faithful said. You know him, and I noticed you did not tell me this to slander him. You told me as a Christian should do. I also would have believed he was a good man, Christian said. But now I know better. I certainly did not only hear this from his enemies. I prefer not to listen to them, but I have seen it myself. I can prove how sinful it is with him. The people who serve the Lord are ashamed of him. I believe I am beginning to understand now, Faithful said. Someone can talk nicely, but it is much more important that he also acts according to what the Lord requires. That is exactly how it is, Christian responded. The Bible tells us what true religion is. It is not enough when we talk nice about God. God also wants us to think of people who have sorrow. For example, we must remember the women who have no husbands anymore. God wants us to visit these widows. It is also good to visit children who have no father and mother. Neither does he want us to be polluted with the things of the world. See, Talkative does not care about all these things, but then his religion is dead. The Lord wants a living religion. Talkative deceives himself. He thinks he has enough, but he will find out his mistake at the end of his life. Then God will not ask, "What did you believe and what did you talk about?" No, he will mainly ask, "What did you do?" And that is what he will judge. He will look if there is fruit, for at the end of the world, it is as with a harvest. Every farmer is curious about the fruit of his field. God also requires fruit from us. He wants to see true faith. That is the good fruit. Faithful said, "Now that you explain it like this, I immediately must think what the Bible said about animals." "What do you mean?" "You know that we can read about two kinds of animals, the clean and the unclean animals. Animals are only considered clean when they part the hoof and chew the cud. If you study a cow closely, you can see it is a clean animal. But a hare is not clean. It chews its food again, but its hoofs are not parted." It is exactly the same with Talkative. He wants to know very much. He chews and chews the cud of God's word. But he is not a true Christian, for his hoof is not parted. He still has the foot of a hare, a dog, or a bear. I mean, he enjoys himself in sinning. So he is unclean. "I believe you explained it very well, Faithful," Christian said. "May I add something to it?" "Of course." Paul called such people a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Those things can make a racket, but they are not alive. In such people, there is no true faith. These people never say, "Lord, I did not deserve that thou hast given me grace." Therefore, they cannot come into the kingdom of God. Even though they can talk very nicely, and it seems as if they have the tongue of an angel, they cannot enter in. Explanation. How important it is to examine our lives. Do I serve the Lord the way he wants it, or do I pretend? We can know this ourselves. How sad if we talk nicely about the Lord and, at the same time, are living like beasts. Let us pray that the Lord will keep us from this.